All the things we normally see are deceptive, created by mistaken minds. When we search for the reality of what we see, there is nothing there that exists. We find only empty like space, like an illusion, like dream things, like a mirage. So things do not exist there. This is mistaken appearance. They exist as mere name, and they do function. So an illusion functions, dream things function, a mirage functions, a reflection functions. So we need to find this middle way between the extremes of existence and non-existence. So beautiful. What kindness of Buddha. Buddha is liberating all living beings by revealing the wisdom path that leads to the ultimate goal of human life, enlightenment. So if we search with our wisdom eye, with our wisdom eye, because normally we look for things with ignorance and then we find things, but we need to learn to search with our wisdom eye. So this means carrying out a wisdom search. So for example, if we search for our body with wisdom, we normally see our body within its parts, within the arms, legs, torso, head, etc. This is ignorance because there's no body there within its parts. So we can check, is the body any of the individual parts? Is it the head, arms, legs, torso? No. Because these are parts of my body. They are the possessed. The body is the possessor of the parts, and the possessor and the possessed cannot be one. So none of the individual parts of the body is our body. What about the collection of parts? And I know this is where we often get stuck, but we are followers of Wisdom Buddha. So these things become clear for us. Our body is not the collection of the parts, because the collection of the parts is a collection of things that are not our body. How does a collection of things that are not our body magically transform into our body? Impossible. Also, we have no body other than its parts. So if we take all the parts away, when the parts disappear, the body also disappears. So this is called engaging in a wisdom search. When we search with our wisdom eye, the things we normally see disappear. So we can apply this same search to our body, ourself, our mind, all phenomena. Buddha said, if you search for your body with wisdom, you will not find it. And through this teaching, Buddha also implied, if you search for anything, your mind, yourself, all things, all phenomena, if you search for them with wisdom, you will not find them. So when we engage in this search, the body we normally see, for example, disappears. We find nothing. This absence of the body we normally see is emptiness the real nature of the body? So this, together with the analogies, help us to understand all the things that we normally see: our body, ourself, all phenomena do not exist. And we meditate on the emptiness of our body, ourself, all phenomena. We perceive only emptiness. So we believe, or ignorance, through ignorance we believe, that our body, ourself, all the things that we normally see actually exist. Correct view of emptiness is the understanding that our body, ourself, and all the things we normally see do not exist. So correct view of emptiness realizes our body, ourself, and all the things we normally see do not exist. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, as I mentioned last night, when we realize this, when we realize directly the emptiness of all phenomena, all our suffering ceases forever. All our delusions cease forever. All our impure lives, the cycle of impure life, ceases forever. We attain permanent liberation from all suffering. You think how meaningful to think about this precious, priceless object, emptiness. How kind Buddha is to appear in our world to teach us this.